Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gene Conley. And now, play ball. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez takes first base on ball four. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Nixon and he is out, Button applying the tag. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cotter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning strikes out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button strikes out. Two outs. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bruton strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 1 in the game. Boros hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive towards third. Boros reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cottier strikes out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Button reaches second base with a double. Runnels goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0-for-1 in the game. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Conley covering, for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Geiger moves to third. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. Boros hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Button takes first base on ball 4. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0-for-2 in the game. Conley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Chuck Cottier. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Jim Bunning. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now playing second base. Terry Fox now pitching. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 1, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.